الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا موافيا لنعمه ومكافيا لمزيده ثم الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف شرف كبيرنا صدق الله العظيم honorable مشايخ عظام علماء كرام beloved friends elders mothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته The narration I recited before you is a narration of Al-Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma is the narrator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa minna, he is not from among us. Who? The one who does not show affection, the one that does not show love to the young ones. As a preamble and a prologue to the discussion, let's understand the backdrop to which our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this amazing statement, this profound statement, as always voluminous in meaning yet concise in speech. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a nation who regarded women to be commodities handed over to heirs through inheritance. A nation who regarded the birth of daughters to be a mark and symbol of humiliation. Reference is made to this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ضَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ When they are informed of the arrival of female offspring, then they become full of rage, full of anger, full of grief. So this was a nation who buried their daughters alive out of fear of vitriol from society and out of fear of being disgraced by public. This was a nation who buried their children alive out of fear of exhaustion of provision. Allah informs us in Surah Isra, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ A nation who regarded innocent children to be a burden. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, when this evil practice was so rife, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these amazing words, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا He is not considered to be from among us, the one who does not show regard for the junior folk. My respected friends and elders, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just preach this, but he led by example. One is we show kindness, we show gentleness, we show warm-heartedness to those within our household, our children, our grandchildren, those who are close to us. In this regard, the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ is replete. Rasulullah ﷺ had a granddaughter by the name of Umama radiallahu anha. She was from the union of his daughter Zainab radiallahu anha and Abu al-As ibn Rabi. Abu Qatada mentions, once Rasulullah ﷺ was leading us in salah, and this young, innocent granddaughter, Umama radiallahu anha, was on the Mubarak shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not going to go into the academics of the narration, but understand it from the perspective of love and affection. فَإِذَا سَجَدَ وَضَعَهَا When the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go in sajda, he'd place her beside him. وَإِذَا قَامَ حَمَلَهَا And when he would stand up, he'd pick her up again, subhanallah. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, the apples of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak grandsons. On occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be performing salah. These two young lads, being children, wanting to play with their nana, climbed on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those around the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to stop them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated not to stop them. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his salah, he placed these two young grandsons on his Mubarak lap and he said, Man ahabbani falyuhib hadaini. He who loves me should love these two boys also. Subhanallah. On another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the companions. Take a moment to appreciate the scenario. The greatest teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the best students, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. The greatest lecturer, with the best audience. the mimbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the platform of all platforms. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eyes caught sight of these two young boys in the masjid. Yamshi alayhima qamisani ahmarani, both of them clad in red, and yamshiyani wa ya'thurani wa yaqumani, walking, stumbling, standing up. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended from the mimbar, went and picked these two young boys up and placed him on the mimbar with him. Love, my brothers, love. Al-mu'minu ma'lafun wa la khayra fi man la ya'lafu wa la yu'laf. A believer in essence is an abode of love and gentleness. And the iman of a believer that does not have, the person that does not have love and gentleness, his iman can never be complete. So the amazing thing about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, not only was he kind, not only was he warm-hearted with those within his household, his kindness, his love, his affection was blanket. It was across the board. It was for all the young ones. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, once I was in the rear of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was presented with a sweet dish. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his own Mubarak hands began distributing the sweet dish. And he says, I was in the rear of the masjid. My turn came. I was a kid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave me my share. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, Jabir, would you like a second helping? I said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. And Jabir radiallahu anhu says, that on that day, there were many senior sahaba present in the masjid. However, I was the only one to receive a double share from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you imagine the lifelong memory Jabir radiallahu anhu had of this particular incident? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such a gentle soul. وَرُبَّمَا لَقِيَتْهُ الْجَارِيَةُ مِنْ خَدَمِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَتَأْخُذُ بِيَدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَتَذْهَبُ بِهِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ فِي حَاجَتِهَا. Sometimes a young girl from the slave girls of Medina would grab hold of the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she'd walk with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from place to place, just like an innocent child would do with an adult. فَيَدُورُ بِهَا فِي حَوَائِجِهَا. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, appreciate this, brothers. You got Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam walking hand in hand with a young girl from the slave girls of Medina. وَلَا يَنْزِعُ يَدَهُ مِنْ يَدِهَا حَتَّى تَرْجِعَ. Our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't for once try and remove his hand from this young girl's head until they returned from their adventure. Subhanallah. أَنْزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. We need to treat people according to their level. Sometimes we need to adapt, we need to adjust to the temperament of those who we are interacting with, and we need to tune in to their frequencies, and above all, we need to be sensitive to their emotions. The riwayah of Bukhari, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing salah, and he was in salah intending to lengthen the salah. The same salah that he said, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. But when he heard a child crying in the back, he shortened his salah so that the mother of the child doesn't go through any difficulty. Muhaddithin explain, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shortened the salah till it was 3 ayat in the second rakat. Subhanallah. This was our amazing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine the mercy that the apex of Allah's creation, the greatest human to ever draw breath sallallahu alayhi wasallam, possessed and exhibited. Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. We need to make a concerted effort to show mercy on all those people who are on the face of this earth. Then the one who is in the heavens, the creator of mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzah, will show mercy on us. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unparalleled. One incident, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from an expedition. And with him he had some captives. And from among the captives there was a lady who lost her child for a moment. And she began frantically searching for this child. Anyway, when she found the child, she gave this child a warm motherly embrace. And she began feeding the child. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, observing this unfold, turned to his companions and he said, do you think this mother will fling or hurl her child into the fire? They replied, no, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is more merciful with his banda than this mother is with her child. Subhanallah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, one is you always have a smile on your face. That day, in that regard, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, مَا لَقِيَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ. Whenever I met the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face was dressed with a Mubarak smile. And the other is, you go the extra mile to make someone else smile, subhanallah. Beloved friends and elders, up to now, we were discussing, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. He's not from among us, the one who does not show regard for the junior folk. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرِنَا. Equally, he's not from among us, the one who fails to recognize the honor of the senior folk. Beloved friends and elders, as Muslims, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises something, if Allah honors something, then we as believers ought to honor it and want to honor it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the masjid a sanctity. We respect the masjid. Allah gave the Quran honor. We honor the Quran. In a narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama di shaybatil muslim." This shayba is an individual whose hair is starting to turn grey. And for the uncles that have a grin on their face, let me give you some glad tidings. Man shaba shaybatan fil islami kanat lahu nuran yawm al qiyamah. The white hair is going to be a source of nur on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the old people. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala. If you wish to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honor the old people in society. One is we have to respect our parents. That's an injunction from the Quran. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that we should worship Him alone and do not ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Then Allah exhorts us, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be dutiful to your parents. And we are not duty bound to them for as long as they alive. When they gone, the responsibility is still upon us. أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ تَدْعُو لَهُ. It's incumbent upon us that we need to make dua for them and we need to send isale thawab for them. The second aspect is respect to our teachers, respect to our asatidah. Rabi', who was the student of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, it's written in Adabul Muta'allim, he said, مَا شَرِبْتُ مَاءً أَمَامَ الشَّافِعِيَ قَطُّ هَيْبَةً مِنْهُ. I didn't have the temerity, or let's use the word guts. I didn't have the guts to sup on water in front of my ustad Imam Shafi'i out of respect and honor for him. Subhanallah. Mufti Wali Hassan rahmatullah alayhi, who later became the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, one day during his student days, the bell had gone and he glanced at his watch, not to show the ustad that his time was up, but just for himself. His ustad, Maulana Madni rahmatullah alayhi, noticed this and he rebuked the student. And Mufti Wali Hassan from that day never wore a watch again in his life. It made it difficult for us to comprehend and it may seem far-fetched, but once upon a time, this was a reality. In today's times, there is a sheikh by the name of Sheikh Muhammad Awama Hafizahullah, who resides in Makkah Mukarrama, Saudi Arabia. He says, his son writes about him, that whenever my father would speak to his ustad, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahmatullah alayh, on the phone, he would stand regardless of how many times he spoke to his ustad. So then, he says, it became so common that us as siblings, when we seen our father on the phone and he was standing, we knew he was talking to his ustad. Amazing. So from this incident, we realize that respect for our teachers is not only confined to their presence. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِأَدَبٍ وَلَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. Those who had excellent conduct, those who had excellent mannerisms, they who succeeded. And on the flip side, those who lacked in the regard of their akhlaq and their etiquette and their mannerisms, they were destined for future. The amazing thing about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرِنَا, he did not specify. He left it general. honor, respect for all the old people. Alama Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi writes in Hujjatullah al-Baligha that the common denominator across the spectrum of all religions is honor, respect, and reverence for the old people. One day, three people came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was Abdurrahman, it was Muhayyisa, and Huwayisa. Anyway, when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam after Khaybar, the younger one from among them, Ghaliban, it was Abdurrahman ibn Sahl, started speaking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Kabir, kabir." Let the elderly one initiate the discussion. This is the honor Islam has given to the old people in society. Beloved friends and elders, the newspapers are full with these slogans. Prepare now for a softer future. Plan ahead. Invest now for a better retirement. Can I remind ourselves of a deal offered to us through the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ma akrama shabun shaykhan li sinnihi illa qayyada Allah lahu ma yukrimuhu 'inda sinnihi. One who honors an old person. This hadith, beloved friends and elders, ought to inspire us, ought to spur every young one of us here to honor every single old person in society. That person who honors an old person, Allah already appoints for him someone to honor him when he is old. Subhanallah. Amazing, beloved friends and elders. To wrap up, let me single out 6 points from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that serve as guidelines when we interact predominantly with old people. Number one, we make salam with them. It's from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the young initiate salam with the old. In a hadith in Mishkan Sharif under the chapter on salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you won't enter Jannah until you have true iman. And وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. You won't have true iman until you have mutual love for one another. Shall I not show you something that if you do it, it will create love amongst you? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam a common practice among you. In this narration, ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked salam to love, love to true faith, and obviously true faith is your passport to Jannah. The second is, brothers, we need to assist them. One day, Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali rahmatullah alayhi was addressing a congregation. It was a Jummah Bayan, it was in Mayfair. And he noticed an old man walking in the masjid with a walking stick. He paused his Bayan and he asked one of the musallis, please bring the chair to the front for the uncle. What amazing akhlaq, subhanallah. The third is, we need to visit them. One day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu were walking. Sahaba inquired, where are these two giants walking to? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, we're going to visit Ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. She was an elderly woman who resided in Medina. They inquired, why her in particular? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to visit her. So we are following that practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So beloved friends and elders, if we're going to visit the sick, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the sick, it filtered through into Sahaba. If we're going to visit the sick, inshallah, those who are going to come after us, they're going to follow in this legacy. The fourth is, we make mashwara with them. You know, at times we are in a particular environment that's unfamiliar to us. And the surroundings may be creepy, may be scary. And then we see someone and we ask them, do you know how to get to so and so place? And they say to you, okay, follow me, I am going there. You know that instant relief we feel. Similarly, at times we may be at a crossroads in our life. And we don't know where to go from here, how to go, etc. And we obviously access a certain elder person. And we make mashwara with them. And he says to us, you know, few years ago I was in your exact same position. This is how I came out. And the one thing guaranteed with mashwara, there'll never be regret. وَلَا نَدِمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ. In Gujarati, they say, "Bal tarku madorani tegelo." Their grey hair didn't come from standing in the sun. No? Information is, there's an overload on the internet. Libraries are full. But experience is not something advertised on OLX and Gumtree. It's not something sold to the highest bidder or something you can shop online. It's not traded in for your cryptocurrencies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to access them and to honor them. The first point, beloved friends and elders, is we need to take their du'as. And finally, we should not look down upon them. If we perhaps see an elderly person in society doing a particular sin, then it does not behove us as believers to get involved in any sort of blether. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi would say, when you see an older person than you committing a particular sin, then think to yourself, قَدْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ قَبْلِي. This man grew up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is worshipping Allah even before you were born. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to honor them. Make it easy for us to appreciate their efforts. The masajid in which we pray in, the madaris in which we study in, the makatib in which our children attend, the jamiat, all efforts of the old people. If they were not directly involved, it was their mashwara that it was built, or it was their financial assistance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to honor them. May Allah preserve their shadow over us for a long time with afiyah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us in their service. وعلى الله الكريم اعتمادي وإليه تفويضي واستنادي حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العزيز